That was Lynn telling me to go and have a kip. I am that tired. I really am. It's been 4 hours of lovely sleep. But what an amazing Station X today. Station X at the National Museum of Computing at TNMOC online. And also TNMOC in reality, because we're standing in a very shiny, very bright, revamped shop. Lynn Jones, what's going on here then?
Right, yes, we wanted to get the shop done ready for the Summer Bites Festival, where we're opening 7 days a week. And the local trades chaps who come and sort of do repairs and renovations to the museum and Block A and Science and Innovation Centre offered their services for free to help us do the shop up. So, you know, the electrician put the lights in and the carpenters did the counter and someone donated ceiling tiles and floor tiles. So brilliant job, you know, to get us a nice posh shop where we can put more merchandise.
It is. It's like new and there is more merchandise. In particular, some exciting looking DIY maker kits. You've got make your own speaker. You've got something that tells you when your plants are thirsty. Your plants, telling you your plants are thirsty. Electric dough, which it looks like a dough recipe kit that whether or not you add either baking soda or something else depends on whether you have conductive dough or dough that acts as a resistor. Is that about right?
I think that's right, yeah, yeah.
And then you've also got a DIY instrument and a synth. And you can make your own handheld games console, which looks very much like a funky stripped-down Nintendo Game Boy, but it has Arduino in it and loads of bolt-on fun. So I'm imagining people who come here for Summer Bites are then instantly inspired and want to go on and get hands-on with this kind of technology.
Yes, these kits are made by Technology Will Save Us, a group of people who've put together this fascinating range of projects for kids to get involved, to start electronics, learn how to solder. And they'll be holding two workshops during our Summer Bites Festival. So if you check our website, you'll be able to sign up and book into one of the workshops.
And I love the fact that, you know, because I've been looking at some kit for my five-year-old lad, and a lot of it is always, oh, 10-year-olds and plus. But here you've got kits starting at 4 years old. Get hands-on with electronics at 4 years old. Fantastic.
Oh, well, you can't start them too early.
No, we do put restrictions up, but we think people can do as well. So what's happening? What is Summer Bites that people haven't, if they haven't heard about it before?
Well, it's the second year of operating it. What we're trying to do is to make the museum fully available through the summer holidays. So we'll be opening from 11 till 5, 7 days a week for 6 weeks, which means from the 26th, which is this Saturday, right through to the 2nd of September. And we want families to come and bring the kids and to explore all the activities that we're putting on. We've got Lego, EV3 Mindstorms, lots of competitions. We've got gaming weekend as well, where they can come and play on all of the games consoles, make their own games with Kinect. We've got an astronomy weekend, daylight astronomy, where you can see computing and astronomy together. Computer music, we've got a weekend of that. And then next week, we've got Young Rewired State, which is this is the third year that we've run as a centre for YRS kids to come in from 11 to 18, the ages. And I think we've got 14 signed up this year, so really going to have a busy time while they come and learn, put together an app and then go and present it at the Festival of Code, which I believe is in Plymouth this year.
Wow, so how much does it cost to bring your kids along?
For adults it's £5 and for children it's £2.50 with under fives free.
Ooh, so if you are stuck for things to do in these very, very long summer holidays, please think of Summer Bites as an option, because there's going to be some interesting people here as well. The people that help out know their stuff, don't they?
That's right, yes. Owen's putting on a special effects session as well to show people how to put special effects on a movie, and it looks
anything into a lightsaber.
That's right, yeah. And he's also created a Lego Rubik's Cube solver, which is really quite fascinating as it scans all the colours on the cube and turns it. So he's done a really good job on that.
I've seen that, the Mindstorm kit. There's a very impatient person at the door. Let's go and see exactly who that person is. Hello, is that Jackie? Wanting to get in quite badly. Hello. Come and say, don't run away now. You've knocked on the door during an interview. Come on.
I'm really sorry. I just wanted to see the new kit.
The new kit is here and shiny. Please have a peruse. people can't wait to get in the shop.
No, I got the. I didn't even get the gamer kits on the shelf, and a gentleman walked straight in and said, "Oh, I'll buy one of those." So I didn't even get it on the shelf before I'd sold the first one, which is great. That's good news because it all helps to raise funds for the museum.
And of course, more people coming does mean you need more volunteers as well.
That's right. You know, if anyone's available through the summer and want to come and help out, because we're opening 7 days a week, it's going to be a big push to look after all our visitors. So if anyone's interested in coming to demonstrate Minecraft and sort of help show our visitors Minecraft, because we've got a server set up for that. And
there is a certain amount of, let's face it, geek kudos if you can say that you volunteer. I volunteer, not just helping kids, but at the birthplace of modern computing, the National Museum of Computing. It's got to be a good thing to just put in, you know, an hour here or two. There is really good Wi-Fi here now as well. So if you do want to come along and set up, do a little bit. We're talking about if you wanted to do some regular volunteering, why not use this as a place where you can do a bit of work in the meantime?
That's right, yeah, we can always find you a corner where you sit and go on your works laptop, but help out and be in the museum to help us entertain our visitors through the summer. So perfect place to be this summer, I think.
Looking forward to it. It's never tiring for you, is it? Well, it is tiring.
It is tiring.
It doesn't grind you down all the
but
time.
But the thing is, the more it's quite like being on a roller coaster. It's really sort of quite scary and exciting. But it's just so worthwhile, and we just have to do this. We have to keep the place going, and we have to get more and more people in so that they know that we're here. You don't have to pay Bletchley Park entrance fee if you want to come to TNMOC. Mm. So for a fiver for adult and a £2.50 for a couple of kids, you know, where else can you go for £10 to take you know, a couple of kids out for a bit of entertainment? So come here.
We come here at Station X, the Geek Meet. We had an amazing one today, once a month. And every time we come, we see the place getting from strength to strength. And today was fascinating with Enigma machines laid out. The guys, can you name the guys that brought the machines?
Yes, John Alexander. He's a great supporter of the museum, and he's very keen to set up a National Cryptologic Museum.
Huge thanks to him. Yeah.
Yes. And Jerry, who's one of our volunteers,
yeah,
he's written a Lorenz emulator, and he's very, very good at all those sort of specialist in-depth cryptography, and he's a very helpful volunteer.
And we had drones. Was it a drone? It's not a drone. It's not automatic. Gordon had a... I can't even think about what it is. A remote control thing. He kept banging into people. Fantastic little drone. I'm going to call it a drone either way. There was also Google Glass, but they were kept well out of everybody's reach because everybody just went, yeah, every time it was taken out of the very large case. So lots of inspiration for us here today.
And a Raspberry Pi B Plus has arrived today as well.
A what?
The new Raspberry Pi. So they've just sent us a new one over. So this has just been announced last week, I believe. So
you've got one here already. We'll have to have a hands-on here and have a touchy-feel of that.
Yeah, that's right. Another thing for them all to play with.
So give us the website where people can get all this information.
www.tnmoc.org.
Lynn Jones, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much.